Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure is to continue to be with you as always, 17 till the hour. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original one we've been telling you about for a long time, for 16 and a half years. And, of course, the new one is for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. That website is ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out, and I think you'll like what you see there. You can read a lot about it. You can get the essence of the book there. You can see what other people have said about it, and you can buy the book while you're there, coincidentally, in a number of different ways, especially including some special offers that we're making available to you. Anita Rosen is our guest. She's one of our favorite people, 12-year member of our Brain Trust, author of E-Learning 2.0, ReadyGo.com is her website, right, Anita?
That is correct.
So you can find out all the things that she does there. Anita's helping us to understand how to consolidate, to create a marketing strategy that includes all of the ways you go to market, but especially the online world. Anita, I mentioned earlier about how with regard to traditional media and the new media, the new media is not free. There is a cost to it. You just have to write a check to in different ways. How do you know when to bring on the resources to help you develop the new media strategy?
Well, it depends upon where you traditionally bring in resources. You know, you traditionally work with an advertising company at the very beginning, very, very, very beginning, when you're looking at your year and saying, what are we going to do? What is our marketing plan going to be? Typically, what I find is most businesses don't bring on an advertising company that early. They typically decide, and small businesses, large businesses, they typically decide early on what their marketing push is going to be for that year, mm-hmm. what their message is going to be for that year, and what their goal is for the year. So you typically do that yourself within your organization. And then once you have a very clear idea of what you want to do, then you bring in an advertising agency to execute the plan. Mm-hmm. And it's no different. You know, and then some people, they do a lot of the execution themselves. So where do you typically bring in the people? You shouldn't change that. What I find is people who have traditionally done a lot of work on their marketing message, mm-hmm. they move to new media and they say, "Ooh, I don't know what I'm doing," and they pull right. in. Well, I'll pull in the next person.
And they freeze up, or they freeze up like a deer in the headlights.
Right. And what happens is then they do that campaign and they say, "That was a stupid campaign. That didn't work at all."
Because though the young person knew about the new media, they didn't know about the company's message and goals, and they didn't have the background that the people who've been there did.
Precisely. So what you need to do, no different than, and typically when I speak to someone that's experienced with marketing, what they say is they wait much later in the process because they say, we know our company, and now we need to manage our advertising company so that the message is what reflects our company and not something that has nothing to do with our company.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, but what happens when it's something new, people freeze up and they say, oh, I'll bring in someone that understands the media. And I'll tell you, understanding the media is really, really easy because that's why it's so popular, because mm-hmm. people would just jump on it. So that should be much later in your process.
When I turned over some of our activity to our younger folks here in my operation who are really good at this, I made sure whenever I, you know, Anita, how many years did I contact you about being on the show and not somebody else, right?
Right.
Now I have a producer, but for years and years it was me, right? Before I turned that over to somebody, before I turned over any of my social media to anybody else to help me with that, I made sure they understood, they knew what our values are here. I made sure that we don't abuse anybody. These are our values of our company. Here are the goals of our company. Here are the things that we want to accomplish. Here's what we do, and here's what we don't do.
Right.
And I made sure that they had all that before I gave them the ability to reach out and touch anybody.
Right, and probably when you put together your message for the different places that you go, you review the message and make
sure it's a clean message.
Especially a young person, because mm-hmm. just because they're young doesn't mean that they understand what a good message is.
Right. Well, or they might be doing a good job for people who are 29, but if your profile customer is 49 or 59, then it's probably not going to resonate.
Right. And one of the things, if you're looking at moving to new media, is where are your customers?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That has to do with whether, you know, with how much and which technology, which platforms you use, right?
Well, yes, exactly. I know. I was thrilled last year when my dentist finally moved to email, because for years,
right?
And, you know, you get the phone call, you get the card, and I'm like, gosh, I wish they would send it on my computer, because
right.
then I could put it into my calendar.
Yes.
But you're giving it to me in forms that aren't mm-hmm. close to how I manage my calendar.
Yeah.
So when they finally moved over there, because all of their customers were there.
And that's it, and that's what I call relevance.
Right.
Doing that is what I call relevance. Exactly right. And that's how you find out, folks. That's what my new book's all about. The way to find out what do you have to do to be relevant to your customers. Not competitive, because being relevant is above being competitive. Is the way to find out is do what Anita just said. You ask them. Right? Ask them.
Put a little card together or whatever, if it's a store, whatever it is.
How would you like for us to contact you? By phone, by email? And then do that. Do something different for every customer.
And are you on Twitter? Are you on Facebook? Are you on Ask Them?
Would you like to be texted, right? Maybe that. ReadyGo.com is Anita's website. She and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.